I probably preached from this as much as anything in the years I preached in John chapter 3. Felt impressed of God to preach a little from it this morning. May the Holy Ghost help us as we stand this morning to preach the Word of God. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The Bible said the same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles without doing it except God be with him. Here's Jesus' answer to him. Jesus' answer said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time to his mother's womb and be born? Here's Jesus' answer. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Then he said in verse 7, one of the greatest verses ever spake, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And so he's got to be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Amen. Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And so here's Nicodemus coming to Jesus. Charles Spurgeon said, if there was one chapter of the Bible that he'd read to a dying man that had never had a experience of salvation, it'd be John chapter number 3. Whitfield said that he preached on John chapter 3 about 3,000 times. He preached on the new birth. And they asked Mr. Whitfield one day, Why do you preach so much on being born again? He said, because you must be born again. Amen. So a new birth this morning, whatever title I want you want to give it, it's about being born again. It's the new birth, the second birth. Amen. Mr. Wesley sung, thank God, born to be the sons of earth, born to have the second birth. It's a second birth you must have. Thank God this morning you're going to get in the kingdom of God. Now, Nicodemus, and there's some things about Nicodemus that says specifically here that he was a Pharisee. Amen. Now, a Pharisee was a separatist, a religious man. He depended on outward works. He did not know. This man was a doctor of the law, but this man did not know anything about the new birth. Amen. He knew a lot about religion. He knew about the five books of the Old Testament that the Jews memorized. Amen. And my friend, thank God, depended on, but he did not know about the Messiah and the new birth. Amen. Now listen, this morning, I'm telling you, he was on the Sanhedrin court. It was 71 rabbis on that court. Thank God, it looks like to me that he was one of the rulers on that court. And the Bible said he came to Jesus by night. I don't know what time. If I had to say, it would be a late night visit that he came to Jesus. I really believe he came at night because of the fear of the Jews. I believe he came at night because of his pride. Thank God that he wouldn't dare want somebody to see him talking to the Lord. Now, don't say anybody else came with him, but there is a possibility that night in that street or where they're at that there might have been somebody else with him. It don't say that. Thank God, but Nicodemus said, this is what he said to him. You've got to get the picture. Here's a religious man, probably in all his religious garb and religious outfit. And here he comes to Christ about midnight probably. Thank God. And he says, now we know that thou art a teacher come from God. We know that. What did he say? We know that. It had been discussing it. Amen. That's right. We know. Thank God that thou art a teacher that come from God. You're an instructor. We know. Thank God that you, amen, have some authority on your life. And he said, he called him Rabbi. That's what he called him. And then he said, you're a teacher come from God. And what was the purpose? Thank God it stirred Nicodemus' mind and heart to come to this, thank God, this Lord Jesus. And it said this. He said, we know that because for no man can do what? These miracles. Now, thus it said, God be with him. And so he's seen the miracles. Now, personally, I've said to just before, I think he was in the house that day that they let that man down through the roof. It said the doctors of the law were there that day. And the Bible even said the presence of God was there to heal him. But they did not believe. They was there to find fault and to scoff. Thank God, but I believe that day when that man, thank God, was healed and he took up his bed and walked out of the house. Thank God, I believe them doctors of the law was sitting right there. You know what it said? Listen, we can't say this no more like they said it that day because we've got so religious and we've got so, my friend, thank God, so traditional and we've got so dignified. You know what they said when that man walked out of that house, that bed? They said, we've seen strange things today. Amen. We said, we never saw it on this fashion. That a man would walk out on the bed. He was bound to, being a paralytic. Hey, God, Nicodemus had to see some miracles. Hey, God, he said, we know. Amen. The miracles you're doing that you've got to be from God. He didn't realize that he was God. Amen. Even though the Father was with him. Amen. Brother, listen. Jesus came in this world to do the will of the Father. That's exactly why he came. Ain't God, number one, to please God. Number two, to purchase a people. Ain't God, that would die, he would die for. Amen. That they would be brought to him by the call of God. Ain't God, God says, amen, all that come to me, amen, he'll no wise cast them. I'm glad, thank God, brother, that Jesus come for the purpose, amen, of purchasing himself. Thank God, a people. Amen. But listen, the Jews thought that because they were Jewish and the first birth, they put a lot of stock in that. Thank God, that's because of their nationality. Amen. But listen, Jesus said to him, thank God, he said, you're a master of Israel. You're over a nation of people. Thank God, in a religious way, and you don't know these things. Well, what had he been teaching? What had he been telling them people? Thank God, to keep the law, obey Moses, and you'll be all right. I had to be telling them something like that. But he didn't know, thank God, that his master had come on the scene. Thank God, he was sent from God. He was the Messiah. He was the one that had done miracles. Thank God, and Jesus answered him. He didn't say one thing about what he had done. He answered him in what he needed. I'm telling you this morning, he'll tell you what you need. Amen. He'll tell you what you need. If God speaks your heart this morning, hey, God, it ain't by accident. It's because God put his finger into your heart and let you know what you need. He knew what Nicodemus needed. Hey, God, he needed an act of God in him. Hey, God, it would change him and make him a new man. Hey, God, and get rid of that old Judaistic religion. Hey, man, friend, a Pharisee. They got their own sect. Hey, God, friend, there's a lot of them. In that day, they was an enemy of Jesus himself. Hey, God, but this man come to Jesus by night and wanted to know, thank God, some things about what he had been doing. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, there's been people saying that God brought to the house of God because of curiosity. They just come, thank God, there's your some of y'all's testimony. Thank God was because some of you come with somebody. Amen, but listen. God brought you here because, thank God, it was his will. No matter how God, thank God, chose to do it. And so it stirred his attention. He comes to Jesus by not. That's what Jesus said to him when he talked to Jesus about the miracles. He said in verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, barely, barely, that word, barely, barely, is mentioned a lot throughout the Scripture, especially in the book of John. That word, barely, barely, means most assuredly, and it does mean amen, amen. Thank God, he said, barely, barely, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so there's got to be another begotten, there's got to be another act of God.
a natural birth, a miracle of God. But that man can't get to God through in the human nature. He's going to have an act of God in his heart. And the Bible said Nicodemus, the name Nicodemus, it means, thank God, a conqueror or favored in the eyes of his people. But I'm telling you, you can have a good reputation. You can have a position in the church. But if you never have been born again, you're still as lost as a, thank God, the biggest sinner in the world today, friend. I'm telling you, my friend, this morning, that if you're lost, you're lost. It don't matter whether you're on a church pew or on a bar stool, as lost as can be. Amen. A lot of you think, well, I go to the house of God. Brother, listen, I'm glad you do, but that don't make you no more a Christian. Like God, my friend, and going to the grocery store. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You're just in a better place to hear it. Thank God. And you said, verily, verily, I said, be except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That word see don't mean with visible sight. It means a comprehension. It means perception. It means an understanding. Listen, friend, understand. And it's got to be there. Amen. And the sower and the seed that said that man and fell on good ground, that the ground received it and he understood. Thank God, there's got to be understanding. There's got to be a knowing. In fact, the word sees means know. You can't know till you see. Amen. Amen. That's right. Because your eyes is blinded. That's because you have no discernment. That's because you have no understanding. How many people's walked down an aisle? Thank God, and knelt at an altar somewhere. Thank God, friend, and made a profession, but they never have seen Jesus. Amen. They done what the preacher said. They made a promise. I'm telling you, friend, this morning, listen to me. Thank God, salvation's certain. Amen. It is a certain truth, friend. Thank God, and when God opens a man's eyes and shows him who he is and shows him who Jesus is, I'm telling you, don't know the new birth. Thank God, you can't comprehend it by the natural man. You can't comprehend it by education. Thank God, we're more educated in this hour than we ever have been. We're in worse shape. Amen. I'm glad for some education. I'm glad I graduated high school. But I'm telling you, my graduation certificate, thank God, this morning can't get me out of hell. And no education can keep you out of hell. It'll take God to keep you out of hell. It'll take the new birth. Thank God, friend, open your blinded eyes. I've been there with a lot of people this morning. That sat in a church pew that made a decision to hell, friend. That's what decisions will do. Amen. This just what made a little decision, you know. I'm all right now. No, you're not all right. You got to have the new birth. Amen. You got to be born again. There's too many people sitting in a Baptist church that's been lied to. If you come down here and repeat this prayer, come down here and believe this set of facts, come down here and make a decision. I'm telling you, friend, thank God. I'm telling you that salvation is supernatural. He said that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's God that gets you. That Holy Spirit conviction and showed you you was lost and showed you you was going to hell. Thank God, through the word preached, through the act of God working in you to draw you to repentance and give you the gift of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, there's never been a dead man, amen, to ever decide to live. There's never been a dead man, thank God, that can act toward God. Thank God, he had to be quickened, amen. Thank God, illuminate ever from regeneration. Illumination says when that man's quickened and God shines a light on him and God wakes him up to where he's at. Hey, God, friend, Holy Ghost conviction shows a man that he's convinced in his old heart that he's lost and he's a sinner before God. Hey, regeneration is that word that's got sown in you. Hey, God, through Holy Ghost power. Hey, God, to make you alive in Christ. Amen. To give you repentance and faith and save your wretched soul. Nicodemus, you don't know what I'm telling you, but I'm telling you this morning, unless a man's born again, he can't see the kingdom. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God, there's so many people don't have no understanding anymore. We've tried to explain salvation. You can't explain salvation. You preach salvation. You declare salvation. You tell God's Word about salvation, but you can't explain it. Explain to me, thank God, how a black cow eats green grass and gets white milk. I don't know, amen, but He does. I tell you what, there's a lot of things I can't explain, but I'm telling you what, friend, I can't explain to you. It's more than how it happened in you and how it happened in me. I just know it did, amen. I tell you, somebody said, I bowed here at the altar. I bowed over there. I remember Brother Keith come down and bowed at the altar. But I'm telling you, you didn't come alone. It was God came with you. Thank God, it ain't as much as in the Word you pray as it is, thank God, what transpired in your heart, thank God, when you came down. I'm telling you, friend, I've seen people weep and pray. Thank God, when they get saved, preacher, when God saved them, amen. I've seen people leave the altar, friend. Thank God, saved. I've seen people get out of the pew and thank God, make a step to God, and God quicken them and save them. It's God's business. It's between them and God. But I'm telling you, thank God, you say, how do you know that you've been born again? I'm still a living, amen. That's right, thank God. How do I know I'm alive physically? Amen, I'm still breathing. Amen. That's right, thank God, I'm telling you, I still got it. And He said, you must be born again. Here's Nicodemus' thought. It's natural. It's just natural. That's all it is. He said, then how can a man be born when he's old? I don't know how old he was, but he had to be getting up in age. And he said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time to his mother's womb and be born? That was his thinking on the new birth. I've got to get back in my mother's womb and be born. That's pretty rough right there. Amen. Jesus said, and answered to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. You've got to have two births. I do believe in my own estimation of this truth. Thank God, He's telling him that is a natural birth and a spiritual birth. Amen. I don't believe He's talking about baptism here. Amen. Because we know baptism, thank God, don't save. Baptism can't save a man. He couldn't talk about purifying here if you want to take a step further. But I truly believe in my heart that God showed it to me. Thank God, it is talking about the water as a natural birth. Thank God, fleshly birth. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, it won't stop there. You'll have to have a spiritual birth. And I'm telling you this morning, thank God, if it never has happened in you, you don't know it this morning. Amen. There ain't a person in here can tell you you're saved. There ain't a person in here can tell you you're saved. A lot of people say, tell me, I don't know who is. Amen. I just know what's in my heart. And I got to check up daily, thank God, to make sure it's still there. Amen. That's right. And I ain't a free willer neither. I'm a Baptist. Thank God that believes in eternal salvation. And I believe when a man's saved, he's saved forever. But I'm telling you, you got to, hey, listen. Thank God, if you're saved forever, you better make sure you are. That's right. He said didn't make the call and election sure. That's what He said. Amen. He said some men have forgot this purse from their old sin. Amen. Will they make it, preacher? Well, I reckon they will if they're saved. Amen. It's in their mind. It's the problem, not their heart. Amen. That's right. Listen here. That's what He said in verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's not talking about the flesh. Here it's talking about human nature. It's talking about that's born of Adam's Adam. Amen. The first man's Adam. Adam was made, thank God, created by God. Hey, Adam sinned in the garden. And everybody after Adam, thank God, was born in this world outside of Eve because he used the rib of his own flesh, thank God, to make the woman. But after them, thank God, Cain and Abel was born. And every man's been born since. Amen. That's exactly right. Christ come in the world through the virgin's womb. Amen. But listen, Adam, my friend, thank God, represented us. And after Adam sinned, the whole world becomes sinners. Hey, God, that's a fleshly birth. Hey, man, listen, friend. If you can do it in the flesh, it can't be a God. There's some things a man can do, but he can't save himself. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. It's a spiritual birth. Say, explain it, preacher. Well, this is the best way I can explain it in my life. The Holy Ghost came to me and said, you're lost. The Holy Ghost said, you need Christ. I knew that before I ever got saved. when the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just putting it the way it come to me. Through the true preach to my heart and through the understanding that God gave me, He walked into me by spiritual power. He come into me. That's how He done it. The night you prayed on your knees down at the Baptist church, thank God, you know what He did when you got broken in your heart? He come into you. Amen. That's right. Amen. And when He come into you, you got into Him. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. You say, how's that happen, preacher? It does happen by the Word preached, Holy Ghost conviction, and the power of God falling on you. Amen. That the Holy Ghost, thank God, brought forth a birth in you. Amen. Made you a new creature. It's all an act of God Himself. The danger of people being raised in a Baptist church like this. You don't wait on God to do His work, and you get a profession, and they're like Ishmael, they ain't like Isaac, amen. That's right. I mean, Abraham thanked God. God told him he was going to have a son, and he wouldn't believe him. He listened to his wife. Sarah said, go into Hagar. I'll give her, you can have her as wife, and she can bear a child for me. You know, I was reading that this week. You know what Sarah said? When he went into Hagar, and then Ishmael was conceived in the womb of Hagar. You know what Sarah said? She said, "My wrong be upon thee. My wrong, it's my wrong. That was my wrong, son. We've been suffering from that wrong for a long time." He said, "He become a wild man named Ishmael." And you can, listen. Can I tell you this? That's of the flesh. That's of the flesh. See, he said that that's of the flesh. It wasn't the promised seed. And later on, here Abraham's 99 years old. Amen. And God says, you're going to have a son. He couldn't do it. Hey, God, I'm telling you this. Can I tell you this? I put it in this language. I don't even think Abraham, thank God, he said, me have a son. Amen. I ain't even been more white in years. Hey, God, I ain't got no desire for that. God said, that's all right. I'll change that. Amen. Amen. Hey, God, Abraham got with Sarah. Amen. And Brother Sarah conceived, friend. Hey, take nothing too hard for him. Hey, God, then Isaac come in the world. Hey, God, Isaac mean laughter. I'm down your friend, that was joy. Hey, God, because the promised seed, amen, of Isaac had been brought forth by God Himself. Amen. Now, what you're saying, preacher, I'm saying the Holy Ghost has to bring forth it in your heart through the seed. Nobody gets in this world without the seed. I don't care who you are. God works through a seed. He promised that in Genesis 3:15. He said, between her seed and your seed. He's talking to Satan there. He said, listen, the woman's seed is going to be, thank God, the woman, it's not only, thank God, a picture of the Virgin Mary, but it's also a picture of Israel, because that's who Christ is coming through. Amen. And he said, his seed shall bruise your head. In other words, at the cross, I'm going to kill you. In other words, I'm going to kill your dominion. I'm going to kill what you have power over. Thank God, because I'm dying, thank God, to take care of that. Amen. And thank God, I'm telling you this, when Christ died, praise God, you died. Amen. That's right. Listen this morning. Thank God my standing's in heaven, but my thank God practice is on earth. Amen. My advocate's in heaven, but thank God my fellowship's on earth. I'm telling you, brother, this morning, what he done, thank God, was bruised the head of the devil. Amen. How'd he get here? Through a seed? Amen. The Holy Ghost seed. Amen. That's right. How do you get born again? Through the Holy Ghost seed. It's a picture of Christ's birth. He came, thank God, in the heart of mankind, planted a seed of incorruptible seed. Thank God it brought forth a birth in you. Thank God it made you a new man. Amen. Thank God for that. Notice verse 7. Jesus said, marvel not, I said unto thee. Notice that marvel means, don't you wonder about this. It's faith anyway. I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Can I tell you this? It is a necessity. It's a necessity. It ain't option. It's a necessity. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you what, Brother Joe. God had that set up. I'm going to tell you this. Listen this morning. Acts 13:48 says, as many as ordained eternal life believe. If you look up that word ordained, it means that God set steps up to get you in the position to hear the word of faith preached. It wasn't one day thank God, I see there, thought, well, I'm going to date that girl. I'm going to go to the Baptist church, and the Holy Ghost is going to deal my heart. You didn't have that in your mind because you was a natural man. And natural men don't think that way. Amen? That's right. Thank God. It wasn't that God got you in a position to hear the Word of God, and God was the one that's going to do it in your heart. Amen? It's just God, friend. I mean, Brother Danny sat across the road over here, thank God, in 1994, and I say this again respectfully, amen, ain't no condemnation to it. He's on there a pair of shorts smoking a cigarette. Amen. I just go across the road and I say, thank God to him. I say, you go to the church he were? And he said, yeah, I got a church. I said, you been saved? He said, yeah, I've been saved. I said, well, come visit us. Give us the card at the church and the track about Jesus being the answer. Had radio times on the back. He told me this. He said, I went back and listened to y'all and thought you was crazy. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, and he came to the house of God, him and Roger Smith. Amen. Let me show you right there the power of God. God got a hold of him. Amen. In January 95, sitting on the second bench. Thank God. And God convicted him. Amen. And called him. He was born again. Amen. I'm telling you, Roger Smith today, as far as I know, has never been born again. Thank God. But I'm telling you, you know why? Because God set it up. Thank God for him to move from Kannapolis to Salisbury and land in Clancy Hill Apartments and get invited to the house of God and hear the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost dealt with him and birthed him in the family of God. And now he sits on the front row of the Baptist church. It's all because of God, friend. I'm about to throw this chair. I'm telling you, it's God, friend. It ain't us, it's him. He uses us, but it's God that set it up. It's all him. I'm telling you, must be born again. Amen. You must be born again. You can't do it. It's got to be God. A.W. Pink said, Jesus told Nicodemus to do something he couldn't do. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can seek him. When the Holy Spirit illuminates your mind, you can seek him. Why should we think sinners ought to live different when they're sinners? We've done exactly what we was. Amen. And Jesus told Nicodemus this. I love this verse here. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Now, I wonder why Jesus said it. I mean, this told a man here, a very religious man, that you must be born again. And then he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Why did he say that? I'm going to tell you what. If you look up that word wind, it's the same word for Holy Ghost. The wind bloweth, that means it breathes, where it listeth, where it prefers, where it chooses. And I'll tell you what, he'll never blow the wind where he don't mean to blow it. Son, I'm if he comes to you this morning, I'm telling you what he's doing it on purpose. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, the sound of the voice of God. And listen, can you get this? And you canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. You never can tell. So is everyone's born of spirit. This is what Jesus is telling Nicodemus. The Holy Ghost works in mysterious ways. And you can't figure him out. And Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? I'm trying to figure this out. I mean, what do you mean? That's what he basically said. What do you mean? You remember the first time you heard the gospel, you know what you said? What do you mean? What are you doing telling me I'm a sinner? What do you mean? Huh? Yes, right. Because it ain't, that's what we do. We oppose it. Amen. You know what he'll do? He'll just pull up a little closer. Start dealing with your heart more. What do you mean? Listen, friend, when I was lost, and somebody said, tell them how you got saved. I said, I got saved. Because, listen to me, you can't figure him out. It's not salvation. It's a gift. He's the giver. And it's an act of God in a sinner's heart. When that sinner has been made ready by God through His drawing power, that's why you oppose it the first time. You ain't ready. You better have some good ground, son, if you're going to get it the first time. Ain't many people get it the first time. I'm not saying they can't. That's God's business. Notice this here. I'm about through. Verse number 10. Jesus answered and said to him, "Art thou a master of Israel?" The word master means you're a doctor of the law. And you don't know these things. You mean a preacher? Listen, friend, I'm going to tell you this morning. There's preachers across this country, if you want to call them preachers, that have no idea of what I'm preaching this morning. I like what Brother Milby said. He said he took that Greek professor out one day and he said, "What's this mean, the Greek? What's this mean, the Greek? What's this mean, the Greek?" And that man, he said, he expounded what it meant in the Greek. And Brother Milby said, "Now, tell me about being born again." He said, "I can't tell you about that. He never had known." What do you think that means over there, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? It's religious learning. That's what it is. People religiously learn. That's right. They religiously learn. They've been born to religiously learn. That's what the Pharisees done. They religiously learned. They just didn't learn of God. And then he said this in verse number 12. Notice this morning. He's in verse 11, "Verily, verily," there he goes again with that, "most assuredly I say unto thee, we speak that we do know." You can't speak something you don't know. I'm telling you, brethren, listen to me and I'm through. There was a day the Holy Spirit of God revealed to me Christ. I'm talking about the very person of Jesus. Now, I did not physically see Him with my eyes, but son, I'm telling you, the day the Holy Spirit of God revealed Him to me, I seen Him by faith and He was real. I mean, brethren, listen to me. I mean, I could touch Him. I could see Him. I could know Him. He made Himself known. I'm telling you this morning. Thank God, friend, it's real. His salvation's a real experience. And it's knowing Him. Thank God. And He said, "And we testify, we have seen, and ye receive not our witness." Nicodemus, you don't know what I'm saying because it ain't never happened to you. I'm afraid in my own heart that we've made an altar call, a call to hell sometimes, to get people to make a false profession. Now, I'm for a place to pray, and I think if the Holy Ghost is dealing with you, it's a good place to come. But I'm telling you today, friend, I promise you by the help of God that ain't nobody going to give you some plan. Amen. They're going to talk to you about the man Christ because He is the plan. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, when you got saved, it had to be between you and God. It wasn't between me and you. It wasn't between you and Brother Stank. It preached that night. He delivered the message, but it was between you and God only. And what I could have got down there and give you John 3:16. You've heard it since you've been born. It wouldn't have changed a thing unless the Holy Ghost had quickened it in your ears. But I'm telling you this. Thank God the Word had already been sown. It's the Word of faith we preach. Amen. That morning that man preached to you, it's the Word of faith. And that Word of faith, God give you faith. Because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. And it means the Word's coming to you by faith. And you grab hold of it by faith. Thank God that God enables us to. Ain't got through the Holy Ghost to believe on Christ. Ain't got to make us a new creature. It's not a religion. It's a salvation. Amen. That God does in the heart of an individual sinner. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. Amen. Brother Stank said this morning. He said, "You know, when you're saved and you don't do right, He convicts you. He corrects you. If there ain't no correction, then you're not His child." Now, I love these little boys right here and this little girl in Brother Remmons' lap. Right there's her daddy and mama. Now, who's going to correct them? Huh? Who's going to correct you? God is. That's right. If you want His, He'll correct you. Most times it's inward correction. Something people can't see, the Holy Spirit deal with your heart. Reprove you about sin. That's right. You know why? Personal, between you and your Father. Amen. It's a blessing, ain't it? I want to ask you a question this morning. You've been born again.
Has there been a time in your life God came into you through the new birth and birthed you in the family of God, made you a new creature in Christ, gave you new desires, gave you a will to do His will? It is His will. Your will's no good. He says, nor the will of man. But God gave you a new life, gave you a new will to will His, to do His good pleasure. Salvation's a gift. God's the one that gives it. Thank God. You must be born again. Stand with me. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God, Brother Dan.